Damn it, Harding, I didn't mean it like that. You ain't crazy that way. I mean, hell, I've been surprised how sane you guys all are. As near as I can tell, you're not any crazier than the average asshole in the street. Ah, yes, the asshole in the street. But not, you know, crazy like the movies paint crazy people. You're just hung up and kind of rabbit-like, isn't that it? Rabbits, hell, not a thing like rabbits, goddammit. Mr. Bibbit, hop around for Mr. McMurphy here. Mr. Cheswick, show him how furry you are. Billy Bibbit and Cheswick change into hunched-over white rabbits right before my eyes, but they're too ashamed to do any of the things Harding told them to do. Oh, they're bashful, McMurphy, isn't that sweet? Or perhaps the fellows are ill at ease because they didn't stick up for their friend. Perhaps they are feeling guilty for the way they once again let her victimize them into being her interrogators. Cheer up, friends. You've no reason to feel ashamed. It's all as it should be. It's not the rabbit's place to stick up for his fellow. That would have been foolish. No, you were wise. Cowardly, but wise. Look here, Harding, Cheswick says. No, no, Cheswick. Don't get irate at the truth. Now look here, there's been times when I've said the same things about old Lady Ratchet that McMurphy has been saying. Yes, but you said them very quietly and took them all back later. You are a rabbit too. Don't try to avoid the truth. That's why I hold no grudge against you for the questions you asked me during the meeting today. You were only playing your role. If you had been on the carpet, or you, Billy, or you, Fredrickson, I would have attacked you just as cruelly as you attacked me. We mustn't be ashamed of our behavior. It's the way we little animals were meant to behave. McMurphy turns in his chair and looks the other acutes up and down. I ain't so sure but what they should be ashamed. Personally, I thought it was damn crummy the way they swung in on her side against you. For a minute here, I thought I was back in a red Chinese prison camp. Now, by God, McMurphy, Cheswick says, you listen here. McMurphy turns and listens, but Cheswick doesn't go on. Cheswick never goes on. He's one of those guys who will make a big fuss like he's going to lead an attack, holler charge and stomp up and down a minute, take a couple of steps and quit. McMurphy looks at him where he's been caught off base again after such a tough-sounding start and says to him, a hell of a lot like a Chinese prison camp. Harding holds up his hands for peace. Oh, no, no, that isn't right. You mustn't condemn us, my friend. No, in fact, I see that sly fever coming into Harding's eye again. I think he's going to start laughing, but instead he takes his cigarette out of his mouth and points it at McMurphy. In his hand, it looks like one of his thin white fingers, smoking at the end.